No lack of news from over the weekend with all the things going on. Obviously, yesterday with the death of Kobe Bryant, which has been covered so much so, not just in sports, but obviously it's one of those that transcends national news. And with the NBA's influence around the world, you know, this is making world headlines, too.
Oh, yeah.
You know, obviously it's unexpected when a young man. And we don't want to forget the others, especially his 13-year-old daughter and some other prominent people that were on board, too. But you understand why Kobe gets the headlines.
Right. Yeah, I understand there was a baseball coach and his wife and a child.
Exactly right.
I don't know who the other two were. There was a pilot, and then there were two other people. I haven't heard who the other two might
be. Yeah, I haven't heard either.
I've read reports, and I think as the days play out, you'll hear more about them once the shock and the continued tributes of Kobe Bryant are played out.
Yeah.
As no doubt as other NBA teams, like for the Pistons tonight, I'm sure.
I'm sure
Pistons will do something.
Well, yes. That was interesting last night how both teams in one of the games took the 24-second shot violation.
Yes.
Yeah.
One did it, and then the other one did it when they got possession of the ball. And then so they were even, and then they carried on.
Yeah, that was the Raptors and the Spurs, I believe, that did that. Yep. Right. Yeah, and I was hearing some sports writers trying to say what this was kind of like, maybe looking in the past, and one, and I forget who it was, Charlie, but one just said the only two that he could think of when you talk about shock value would have been Roberto Clemente.
Oh, yeah.
1971. Yeah. And Munson.
Thurman Munson. Yeah.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Bob Costas had some great memories that he was sharing last night. He was interviewed on one of the cable networks. And Bob covered a lot of the sports over the years, and including Kobe.
Yeah. Yep, and then even I don't know if you got to see the footage of when Tom Izzo, right there on the court as he was being interviewed along with Cassius Winston after their win against Minnesota yesterday, you could hear him tell Cassius what happened, and couldn't believe it.
Oh,
yeah.
My goodness!
Yeah, you could see the shock on his face. And then Tiger Woods yesterday when he was finished with his final round at the Farmers Insurance Open, you could hear his caddy telling him as they're walking away what had happened, and you hear Tiger just you see Tiger look at his caddy and just say, "Are you serious?"
Wow!
So, yeah,
yeah, and they kept it from until after the round.
Yeah, it's after the round.
Fortunately, they didn't. Sometimes on a golf course, they'll put a breaking headline up on one of the boards along the course, but I don't think they did that.
Yeah.
Well, in this day and age, where news like this is so accessible from that personal phone that people carry, so anything that happens, updates, not just are made available through traditional broadcast information. Everyone's got that information.
Yeah, there's some criticisms of TMZ putting the information out about being Kobe too quickly before family members had been properly identified, et cetera.
Yeah, I think this is a tough one. Yeah, this is right. I did not know this until I read the Detroit news today, and I guess I forgot about it. The Detroit Pistons had at least had a fleeting shot at getting Kobe Bryant in a trade in 2007.
I remember
that. But of course,
he
didn't want to come to Detroit.
Yeah.
But I forgot about that.
I remember that buzz. It was like, because nobody thought it was ever going to happen, but just fun to be mentioned.
Right.
It's like, really? Yeah, okay. Well, those are the times where Kobe and Shaq were having their difficulties. And
And that's the thing. I think as Pistons fans out there, you know, you didn't like Kobe Bryant because you're cheering against him most of the time, especially during like the 2004 finals when the Pistons stunned the Lakers and won the championship. But it's you dislike somebody like that because you respect them and you know that they're a great player and somebody who transcended the sport.
Yeah,
kind of like with Michael Jordan, how Pistons fans had a lot of animosity for Michael, but that was because we Pistons fans probably wished that he would have been a Pistons. So.
No doubt. And we would have welcomed him with open arms.
That's right.
No doubt.
Yeah. That's right. But, yeah, I mean, people from Michael Jordan, and I saw Larry Bird, and then, people from just all walks of life, from, I think, former president. Well, I know President Trump and former President Obama released statements yesterday. I mean, that just tells you right there that this person was meant a bit more than just what he did on the court.
And he was just starting his post-retirement career of all the things that he was involved in, so.
Right.
And much more of that will be coming out, I'm sure, in the days ahead, as we say.
Yeah. And what makes it just extra, even more tragic, of course, is that his 13-year-old daughter, who really did grasp on to basketball. She,
in her own right,
yes, she did.
In fact, they had a shot still on TV last night of the gymnasium where they would have been going, and there were hundreds of youngsters all on their knee paying tribute in silence after they heard what had happened, and grieving, obviously.
Yeah. Well, and I read about that. There was the instance where they were playing games, and the kids on the court didn't know what was going on, but because the fans, the players, the parents in the stands were getting word on their phones, everyone started to hear what was going on.
Yeah.
So you got that going on from yesterday. The Grammys, who paid their own tribute, obviously went on, and
A number of times.
Yeah. If you're 18-year-old Billie Eilish, what do you do now?
Right, yeah.
I mean, what do you do to top what you did? I mean,
well, she's got time to do even more. Yeah, 18, that's the thing.
Yeah, right.
And hope she does. Hope she becomes
youngest just as, ever to win that many awards.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The impeachment trial continued. That news was going on.
Got Bolton now in the news.
That's a big thing that's happening. The coronavirus. There was stuff that was happening all weekend long. News cycle, as we say.
That's right.
It doesn't stop for all the things that do take place, whether it's the tragic death of Kobe, whether it's a political situation, whether it's a health situation or an entertainment situation. Mm-hmm. It all was kind of packaged together. And, of course, we keep you up to date, as we do, with WSW and our news coverage, with our attachments to CBS News, to Fox News, and to more updates, our online site, and all that you need to keep informed.